When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm your host, Nikki Eisenhower, life coach and psychotherapist. And on today's episode, I'm discussing good things coming in 2024. Hello, y'all. I hope you are well and enjoying your holiday and winter seasons. I've been asked to talk more about spirituality, so I thought I would end the year on that note. Very simply, spirituality to me is just the understanding that there are forces in nature and the universe that I don't fully understand. This is a simple clarity to me that there must be a higher power, something beyond me that made me. A force that is energetically surrounding me. Religion can certainly be a part of your spirituality, but it's not a part of mine. Though I was raised Catholic and converted to Lutheranism as a teenager, I've left them both. I do spiritual direction with clients, encouraging a connection to a higher power to their understanding. And this can be any higher power, and I mean any. And I do believe that this is an important piece of the pie of being a healthy human. A higher power can even be the love of a pet. As sensitive people, we make the jokes a lot of the time that we like pets over people, right? Even if that's not true deep down, we love those jokes as sensitive people. We see pets as often better at forgiveness and unconditional love. This can be its own higher power. Nature is a higher power, the wind or the stars. I encourage finding a spirituality that works for you. And if you, like me, were abused by deeply religious people, it's okay that it's a journey in healing to allow yourself to get to a spirituality that is your own. I want to read to you today from my very favorite book. Those of you who have spent a lot of time with me in Patreon or the Boundaries course will very much recognize this book. It's Melody Beattie's The Language of Letting Go Journal. I'm going to read to you the daily reflection from December 22nd. December 22nd. Good things coming. Do not worry about how the good that has been planned for you will come. It will come. Do not worry, obsess, think you have to control it, go out hunting for it, or tangle your mind trying to figure out how and when it will find you. It will find you. Surrender to your higher power each day. Trust your higher power. Then stay peaceful. Trust and listen to yourself. That is how the good you want will come to you. Your healing, your joy, your relationships, your solutions, that job, that desired change, that opportunity, it will come to you naturally, with ease, and in a host of ways. That answer will come. The direction will come. The money, the idea, the energy, the creativity, the path will open itself to you. Trust that, for it has already been planned. It is futile, a waste and drain of energy, to worry about how it will come. It is already there. You have it already. It is in place. You just cannot see it. You will be brought to it, or it will be brought to you. Today, I will relax and trust that the good I need will find me. Either through my leadings or the leadings of others, all I want and need will come to me when the time is right. This is one of my favorite readings because it helps us be empowered where we can be empowered. It has occurred to me in the last few years that modern life seems to sell an entitlement to peace and ease, as if we are born owed some kind of easy path. This is a strange thing to develop in the human condition. I see and hear so much of this sentiment between the lines. I see it in our culture. I see it in our politics. What we're not teaching people is the practice of peace. When and where we can embrace the easy is an important counterbalancing force to life's inescapable waves of struggle, heartbreak, betrayal, and grief. I don't know how the human condition got to a place where it's expecting ease in an entitled way, like I'm owed this ease and I should have it, or I'm the victim if I don't have ease. Human beings have had struggle since the beginning of time. That is the story of the human condition. What we do with it to overcome is where so much of our human beauty sits. I'm a believer that pain is one of our greatest teachers. That doesn't mean that I want to invite unnecessary pain into my life or anybody else's. We really can learn not to invite unnecessary pain. We can learn to reject unnecessary pain. We can learn when pain is worthwhile. Like having to reset a broken bone. I mean, that hurts, right? We all know that that hurts, but must be done for the greater good of that bone and that body. Another necessary pain might be putting a dislocated shoulder back into socket. And emotionally, it's a worthwhile pain to sit with and sob out or scream out our emotional pain, our struggles, our betrayals from other people, even our betrayals of how we hurt ourselves. We let ourselves down sometimes. We make mistakes. Another useful pain is the pain of learning what it is to actually enact and then uphold a boundary when we've lived quite boundaryless for the people in our lives, maybe all of our lives. It's uncomfortable to erect a boundary, especially when our family or loved ones despise that action or don't understand why, or take a boundary as some kind of punishment instead of a reasonable necessity of moving through the world. I've gained a lot of peace in the perspective of my ancestors, that when I look back on my own family tree and humanity's big old giant family tree, I don't see a string of ease. I see humans in strength persevering through great adversity. And that adversity seems to change shape and color and flavor with each era. We are experiencing things now like our ancestors couldn't even imagine through technology. What a gift we can give ourselves when we practice a faith in ourselves and a higher power. And when we do so, we are practicing as much peace as we can have as humans having a human experience. Our power is in learning how to allow life to unfold with ease instead of bringing struggle or fight. So often, sensitive people make their own lives and experience harder by getting stuck in how they believe things should be, or in expecting things to happen in the timing as they see it. And we just don't have power over all of the factors.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
What a gift I give myself to practice trusting that good things are coming. Those of you who have had struggle, I can hear it. Yeah, Nikki, but my life has been bad thing after bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. I am right and smart to just brace for the next bad thing. I want to challenge you to be able to both understand the reasonableness about that thought. It's very logical, but understand the state that that puts your body in, your nervous system. We cannot live a thriving life if we are telling ourselves we must energetically live like a soldier on a battlefield, ready for ambush at any time. It's a choice, and it's a brave choice. It's a vulnerable choice, and it's a choice that our old pain is very frightened to make. It chooses hypervigilance, which keeps the body exhausted, mentally, absolutely energyless. And when everything looks like a threat, the truth is you cannot reasonably discern what is actually a threat and what isn't. It is a vulnerable, brave, healing choice. Despite our past pain, despite what our critical voice, our hypervigilance, and our human ego that wants to grab negativity and hold on to it like it's some kind of buoy in the ocean, when it's not. What a gift I give myself to practice trusting good things coming. I'm going to read this reading one more time. December 22nd from Melody Beatty's The Language of Letting Go. Strongly encourage buying this book. I put my hands on it more than any other book I have in my home. Good things coming. Do not worry about how the good that has been planned for you will come. It will come. Do not worry, obsess, think you have to control it. Go out hunting for it or tangle your mind trying to figure out how and when it will find you. It will find you. Surrender to your higher power each day. Trust your higher power. Then stay peaceful. Trust and listen to yourself. That is how the good you want will come to you. Your healing, your joy, your relationships, your solutions, that job, that desired change, that opportunity, it will come to you naturally, with ease, and in a host of ways. That answer will come. The direction will come. The money, the idea, the energy, the creativity, the path will open itself to you. Trust that, for it has already been planned. It is futile, a waste and drain of energy, to worry about how it will come. It is already there. You have it already. It is in place. You just cannot see it. You will be brought to it, or it will be brought to you. Today, I will relax and trust that the good I need will find me, either through my leadings or the leadings of others. All I want and need will come to me when the time is right. I hope you go into this new year being willing to bring ease into your mind and body in the ways that you have the power to do so. especially when life sends a wave of struggle. This is a beautiful way you help your inner child feel safe and calm. Our inner children, our inner psychology, we don't feel safe and calm when life gets calm because it never really does. We feel safe and calm when we know how to safely and calmly take our power as the adults that we are now, that we didn't have the power to be when we were children. When our inner child sees us taking the helm of our lives healthily, firmly, lovingly, bravely, choosing ease instead of struggle just because struggle is familiar and known, that is the safety our inner children have always wanted. And we have the power to offer that to him or her, no matter what our childhood history, I promise you. This is a beautiful way you help your inner child feel safe and calm by giving permission to trust in safety and security instead of continuing to beat the drums of anxiety and desperation and nothing's good enough or fast enough. To change, we have to change, y'all. And the best change, the most impactful change that really shifts us into thriving and says goodbye to surviving is in changing how we travel, how we journey along the healing path as we get where we want to go. Stop giving so much power to the destination and embrace the fact that you have the power to have lightness, ease, smelling of the roses energy along the journey of this one precious life. Light and love, and may we all believe in good things coming. I am an emotional badass. You are an emotional badass. And together, we are where Moxie meets mindful. Light and love, and on to 2024. Bye-bye.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations, and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night.